From Vermont Public Radio, this is VPR News. I'm Mary Carol Magazzini. Senator Bernie Sanders, who saw his once strong lead in the Democratic primary evaporate as the party's establishment lines swiftly up behind rival Joe Biden, has ended his presidential bid. His announcement today is an acknowledgement that the former vice president is too far ahead for him to have any reasonable hope of catching up. The senator's announcement makes Biden the presumptive Democratic nominee to challenge President Donald Trump in November. VPR will be covering Senator Sanders' announcement and will have more coming up later in the day. There have now been a total of 605 positive tests for COVID-19 in Vermont, and the number of deaths remain at 23. 120 of the cases are associated with the outbreaks at two Burlington nursing homes. Health Commissioner Dr. Mark Levine announced the latest numbers in an update today. He said that Vermont does not seem to be headed for a worst-case scenario, but it's important not to ease back on social distancing measures. Governor Phil Scott also said that he plans to extend the state's stay-at-home order on Friday. The first Vermont inmate has tested positive for COVID-19. The man is incarcerated in Swanton at the Northwest State Correctional Facility. According to a press release, the man began showing symptoms early Monday. He was moved to a negative pressure cell. Over the next 24 hours, the department says it will test every Swanton inmate and staff member. Three staff members at the Swanton prison tested positive previously. The facility has been on lockdown since Sunday, and inmates and staff have been issued masks. Vermont's largest city has not yet issued any tickets to people violating the statewide stay-at-home order. VPR's Liam Elder Connors has more.
Burlington police can issue fines up to $500 to people defying the governor's executive order. Deputy Police Chief John Murad says so far, people have voluntarily complied. But he says the new fines are still needed for people who are willfully ignoring the directive and gathering in public.
Sometimes to conduct other unlawful activities, such as drinking in public or using substances, and that need to address folks who are doing those kinds of activities willingly and with knowledge of the fact that it's unlawful was the rationale behind creating this emergency power.
Last week, the city also restricted access to parks, including removing basketball hoops and locking tennis courts in an effort to discourage large gatherings. For VPR News, I'm Liam Elder Connors.
The Eye on the Sky forecast today, cloudy with breaks of sun. Chance for an afternoon rain shower in southwest Vermont. Highs in the upper 40s to mid-50s. For VPR News, I'm Mary Carol Magazzini.